This news update's being brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. As well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Townships are developing ordinances and procedures to keep up with changing times, and the Sanilac Township Board of Trustees is no different. They've adopted ordinances regarding the governing of short-term rentals, which has become a popular option for property owners to do. After that was done, the township drafted a job description for an administrator for the short-term rentals, and with that done, the board is now advertising for someone to fill that position. In other action, during the November meeting, the board also approved the purchase of a network server cabinet and D-Link Ethernet switch plug for the township water tower. The cost to do that is not to exceed $300. Also, the board approved sending a certified letter to the property owner of 310 North Lakeshore Road and to 340 North Lakeshore Road that water service will be shut off on December 1st if those water bills are not paid in full. The board also approved the land split request made by Daniel and Christine Kelly to have 14.743 acres of land at 124 Greening Road separated from a 41.07 acre parcel. And over the last few years, short-term rentals and food trucks have become so popular that many townships and villages have had to enact ordinances to govern them. The Village of Sebring's working on updating its ordinances to keep pace with changing times. Village officials referred the drafting of proposed short-term rental properties and drafting an ordinance for food trucks to the Planning Commission to work on. Also, during the last Office Administration Committee meeting, it was reported that suspension and department policy procedures are in the process of being reviewed by the village's legal counsel. In other matters, it was decided that village offices will be closed Friday, December 26, and on Friday, January 2nd. Because of that, village employees will either need to use vacation time or comp time to pay for those 2 days. Also, during the DPW committee meeting, it was reported that a new swing set was installed in Pitcher Park and play safe mulch was put down around the swing set. Another improvement to Pitcher Park that was done was planting white birch trees to provide some shade. As part of the DPW report, it was noted that the Army Corps of Engineers were working in the village for 2 days. They removed the yellow sediment catcher along South Riverbank. Army Corps of Engineers also had a crew in doing a survey on the old spoil ponds at the mouth of the Sebring River. From that survey, they've expected to be able to determine how much storage room is available to do future river dredging. And the Can Council is hosting Superhero Hockey Night with the Saginaw Spirits on Saturday, December 13th at 7.05 p.m. at the Dow Event Center. This year, the event hero theme is based on The Incredibles. The fundraiser event features a Saginaw Spirit hockey game, superhero cape and fan giveaways, a superhero jersey auction, and a parade on ice along with volunteer recognition awards. Fans are encouraged to dress as their favorite superhero. Tickets are $19 for the upper level and $5 from each ticket purchased through SaginawSpirit.net group sales. Supports Can Council programs and services. You can go to thumbnet.net, scan the QR code. There's a group ID and password you'll have to input. And once you've done that, You can purchase your tickets, and all proceeds benefit Can Council's work in Aranac Bay, Huron, and Saginaw counties. And we'll return right after this.
At Sure Health, we pride ourselves in understanding what our communities need because most of us grew up here. Dr. Liz Milligan is here with me right now, and it's safe to say you understand that and then some.
Yeah, grew up on a cash crop farm, still just, you know, something that's really a part of you when that's what your family does. It's more than a career. It's a lifestyle and it's a way that you go about things.
And how does that mindset tie back into healthcare?
So much of medicine and healthcare is education. And I definitely think the farming mindset of just the work is done when the work is done, right? That wholesome salt of the earth kind of community and lifestyle is what has been ingrained into me.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back with a look at your one obituary for today. John Carl Leiprant, age 100, of Southgate, formerly of Pigeon, passed away November 22nd. He was born May 10th, 1925, in Pigeon, Michigan. He went on to marry Mary Mitten on March 3rd, 1951. He is survived by his daughters, Esther, Karen, and Patty, his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. A funeral service for John will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 29th, at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until time of service. Memorials may be made to the Gideons International or Hayes United Methodist Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and you can share your memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Black Friday deals are here at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store during the Black Friday sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. There's hot buys on recliners, sofas, sectionals, power recliners, and more. Hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe because these deals won't last forever. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 30% off store-wide. Hot buy recliners are starting at just $249 and up. Sectionals for $999. Matching sofa and love seat sets are starting from $750. And while you're in the store, check out our Black Friday One and Done Markdown. Choose from over 50 pieces for $149 or less. Plus, add the finishing details with up to 50% off accessories and clearance accessory blowout. Want to buy now and pay later? Ashley and Bad Axe has you covered. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. And if you want to give the gift of style and comfort, Ashley and Bad Axe has Christmas gift certificates available too. Hurry in, because now's the time to save big during the Black Friday sale at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with more news. Phoenix law enforcement officials have launched a major search operation following the abduction of a child, drawing public appeals for information and support. The investigation is ongoing, and authorities have urged residents to remain vigilant amid heightened anxiety and a community-wide effort to bring the child home safely. Iranian officials, alongside diplomats from France, Germany, and the UK, are preparing for high-level talks later this week dedicated to restoring ties and addressing ongoing disputes regarding Tehran's nuclear program. The outcome may have wide-ranging effects on sanctions, trade, and security in the Middle East. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. As well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Kim.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Pigeon Hardware has everything to get you in the spirit. With lighted trees, angels, reindeer, wreaths, bows, lights, and tons of great gift ideas.
That's right, Kim. And don't forget, we also have Do Best Paint. This Friday is the town lighting, and Saturday is Small Business Saturday. We will be giving away free chili. So come spend an exciting weekend right here in Pigeon.
Stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware for all your holiday needs. Do It Best Paints and Hardware Supplies.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.